Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Now, today's devotional reflection. When you hear the word gospel, lots of imagery might pop into your mind. Different people have different ideas of what this term means. Some might think about the first four books of the New Testament, and some might think about preaching and missions. While all these are good things, the gospel is the message regarding Christ Jesus, the kingdom of God, and his salvation. The gospel is the almost too good to be true news that Jesus has done for us what we could not do for ourselves. In the beginning, God created everything good, and because he is good, he gave humanity a choice. He allowed humanity the choice to reject his love and goodness. Of course, in the book of Genesis, we witness the first man and woman doing just that, rejecting God. They thought God was trying to keep something good from them. So at a tree, the first man and woman chose to eat the fruit God forbade them to eat. At a tree, humanity chose to walk away from God, and thus sin became the great separator between humanity and God. Humanity no longer enjoys fellowship with God, and the wages of the sin that separates us from God is death. There is now a problem. We need a way back to God because many of us desire to follow him and to choose him. If we fast forward in time, we see that God once again provides humanity a choice to place their faith in Jesus' completed work at Calvary's tree. Fellowship with God was severed through a choice at a tree. Now, via a choice at Calvary's tree, we can return to God and enjoy fellowship with him. When we know Christ in the free pardon of sin, not only are all our sins forgiven, we can now enjoy a relationship with God. In this life, we can enjoy intimacy with him. Daily, we know his refreshing. Perpetually, we can enjoy his fellowship and friendship. When we mess up in this life, we can ask God's forgiveness, and he will forgive us, and we can continue to enjoy communion with him. When this earthly existence is over, and we know Christ's forgiveness, we are assured a home with him in eternity. As good as the news of God's restoration is, it continues to be good. In the last book of the Bible, God promises to restore the broken world. So from Genesis to Revelation, we witness the story of our God, who is the hero of the story of our redemption. The gospel, in a nutshell, is this. God so loved everyone in the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and all who choose to believe in him will never perish but enjoy everlasting life. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.